Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau, dealing with endophytes and tall fescue. That, over the years, has been a double-edged sword for farmers pasturing livestock in fescues. We always try to give non-farmers a sense of what's going on. UK forage specialist Ray Smith here does a great job of explaining the plus side for all of us.
An endophyte is a type of fungus, but in tall fescue, this endophyte fungus only lives inside the plant, and that helps the plant survive great. It's perfect when you plant tall fescue in your yard or sports field or golf course because it survives great. It survives drought, survives insects, survives disease.
But that endophyte, so good for fescue growth in those applications, is bad or surely less than desired when it's grazed by livestock.
When it's in your pasture or your hay ground, then that endophyte also produces some toxins that can cause reduced animal gain and increased heat stress. So the plant survives great, having the endophyte, but can cause some issues with animals.
But over the years, researchers have isolated and developed what are called novel endophytes, which overall are good. In a minute, we'll talk about a new Kentucky variety holding tremendous promise in fescue production. We'll be right back.
I'm Commissioner of Agriculture Ryan Quarles. Did you know that Kentucky farmers who donate edible products to a food bank are eligible to receive a tax credit? If you don't use a tax credit, it could be carried forward for up to 4 years. The tax credit makes it more feasible for farmers to donate rather than plow under unsold product. I hope farmers across the Commonwealth will join me in this important effort to fight hunger in Kentucky. For more information, visit the Kentucky Association of Food Banks at kyfoodbanks.org.
On March 9, UK forage specialists and the Alliance for Grassland Renewal will be hosting a tall fescue renovation workshop at the UK Veterinary Diagnostic Lab in Lexington. At the top of the agenda will be tips on pasture renovation utilizing a new, novel, or good endophyte fescue variety. Ray Smith says it was developed right here in Kentucky, named for a gentleman who was no stranger to this program.
We're very proud that the newest novel endophyte variety in the country is called Lacefield Max Q2, after our long-term forage specialist in Princeton, Gary Lacefield. We've done extensive testing on this new variety. It was developed by Tim Phillips at the University of Kentucky. The testing that we've done across the state and across the region has shown it to be a superior variety. And since it's a novel type, in essence, it has a beneficial endophyte that doesn't produce the toxins like Kentucky 31.
For registration details, do a search online for KY Forages. That'll take you right to it. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.